Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the shiur where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are looking at Gemara Rosh Hashanah 25, two different stories, anecdotes if you will, to focus on today. The first one on the Mishnah, on the beginning of 25, Rabbi Gamliel is trying to establish with his Beis Din what day Rosh Chodesh is, and Rabbi Yoshua doesn't really agree, doesn't really think it's that day. So Rabbi Gamliel sends a message, I decree upon you, Rabbi Yoshua, that you need to come to me with your walking stick and your money on Yom Kippur as it falls according to your reckoning, which isn't according to mine. Basically asking Rabbi Yoshua to violate the day that he thought was Yom Kippur, which is a big no-no, obviously a major malacha, major iser and avera, a sin, to walk with the stick and the money on Yom Kippur, going out of Tehum, going carrying money. And Rabbi Yoshua was very distraught of this. He went to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, you know, Rabbi Gamliel, what he did is like what they're supposed to do. He's going according to the Beis Din. And Beis Din is like the ruling body from Moshe's time all the way into this time. And in the end, Rabbi Yoshua actually went, and he went to Rabbi Yehoshua. And Rabbi Yoshua went to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel got up and kissed him on the forehead and said, thank you so much for listening. And thank you for fulfilling it and being like a wonderful disciple. So the Gemara also talks about how the fact is that different Beis Din in the generations are as powerful and as trustworthy as Beis Dins of like Moshe and Aaron in their day, and Nadav and Avihu and Eldad and Medad, and Yiftach and Shmuel. The Gemara talks about why their names are called such things. Yerubal is Gidon. Why? Because he quarreled with Baal, the idol. Bedon is Samson. Why is he called Samson? Because he comes from Dan. Yiftach is his name. Moshe and Aaron were like Shmuel. It's compared, as we know in Kabbalah Shabbos, in Tehillim, it talks about Moshe Aaron Bechov and Shmuel, the Karei Shemo. Shmuel is like Moshe and Aaron, his generation. Yerubal's generation is like Moshe. Bedan is like Aaron. Yiftach is like Shmuel. Comes to teach you the main point that the Gemara in 25b says, is that even the most insignificant of the most insignificant who has been appointed a leader over the community is like the most distinguished of the distinguished, meaning that their position, their court in that generation is as high as the courts of the previous generations. If he issues a ruling or enacts a decree, the members of the community must submit to the authority of that generation, of that Beis Din. And how do we know that? Because it says in the Torah, in Devarim, you shall come to the Kohanim Levim, the judge who will be in those days. Why does it say? Would it enter your mind a person would go to a judge who is not living in his days, the Gemara says? But meaning this is what it means to say. The verse is teaching you. You do not need to go seek out any judge other than the one that is in one's own days. And it also says in elsewhere, in Kohelis, do not say, why was it that former times were better than these? You go by the times you have. Do not talk about former times being better than these. Don't say we have to obey the earlier authorities more than the later ones. Don't say this. You only have the judge that is in your day, which comes from the Gemara Tulsa. So we start off seeing Rabbi Yoshua having to submit to Rabbi Gamliel. Sometimes it's difficult to submit of the authority that is the day. Sometimes you don't want to give in. Sometimes it's difficult and hard and difficult to give in, but you have to give in to the generation, the elders, the sages of your generation, whatever the court is, whatever the Beis Din of the current generation, as we see, Beldad and Yiftach and Shmuel, each in their generation was so great, and whoever is the ruling authorities nowadays, we have to go by, we have to listen to them. You don't say, yeah, I wish I lived in the time of the Rambam and the Ramban. I wish I lived in the time of Eliyahu or Avraham or Moshe. You live in the generation you are right now. You have to submit to the authority, to the source ages we have right now. Don't go backwards in generations. Focus on the present. And if the ruling bodies give a decree, that's what we have to live by. If there are wonderful advice from those that were with us this generation, from Rabbi Sacks at Zatzal to Rabbi Feinstein at Zatzal to different sages that are still living with us, they should all live and be well at Meves Mishana, such as Rabbi Kanievsky, or even going a little back, you think about people that were in our generation when we were growing up and now, and especially people that are living right now, sitting on the best, and that's who we need to listen to, that's who we need to go to, that's who we need to be involved with. You know, Pirkei Avos teaches us a Selach HaRav. You need to make for yourself a teacher, a role model, a spiritual mentor, a rabbi. That's a rabbi that's extant in existence right now. not going in the past, not thinking about 20, 30, 40 years ago. You have to have ruling leaders right now. And we see it from the Gemara talking about the different leaders and the different generations, talking about Rabbi Yeshua, at the end of the day, submitted to Rabbi Gamliel, even though he didn't like the decree, didn't agree with this decision, the ruling, but he knew, after confirming with Rabbi Akiva, his mentor, that you have to listen to the ruling body of that day. So whoever is in your life, hopefully you have good spiritual mentors, spiritual role models in your life, Rabbanim, and we think about the Gedolei Ador and people out there who we should be listening to and following in our generation, and that's who should guide us within our own days. Join us next time as we talk Rosh Hashanah 26 here on the TTD.